Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, Ryan, it's John. You're on the air. Are you there?
Yes, I can hear you, John, and I am at one of these evacuation centers right now that they've got in Houston. They're dropping people off literally by the truckload. They're filling up dump trucks with people who are seeking shelter, and they're driving them here. Dump trucks are obviously open-aired in their flatbed area, and it is pouring outside. So these people are coming in soaked, but it's a feeling they've had for the last few days. The rain has just not stopped, and it continues to fall here. We could see another, maybe foot or so before the end of the week.
Are you in Houston or are you outside of the city?
No, we are in Houston. I'm in downtown Houston right now at the George R. Brown Convention Center, one of the staging parts for this for the Red Cross, for one of their shelters, their largest one. They've got a lot of facilities available for people here, a lot of nurses and doctors available, staff available. In fact, they just wheeled someone out and took them via ambulance, which is apparently something that they needed. They've got some entertainment they're trying to provide for kids and information for people about their housing and moving forward. And, you know, this is probably the second day of what could be many, many days for these people here.
I saw a story this morning, Ryan, and they showed a gated community somewhere in the Houston area. And so presumably some senior citizens living in there, maybe just rich people, but it was a gated community of some description. And they said they were waiting for a semi-tractor trailer to come, and then they would all get in the back of this semi, and the semi would drive them all out. And then there was trouble getting the semi. And I thought, how strange that the evacuation procedures now are relying on semis there, or in your case, dump trucks. Are the people happy to have that, or are they upset that it seems to be so ad hoc?
Well, you know, I mean, the fact of the matter is they're not going to get picked up in Ubers. They're not going to get picked up in taxis. This is how you move people who are desperate to find shelter immediately. You find the thing that can hold the most amount, and they are using buses as well. But essentially, you've got people evacuated from their homes, and they try to find a spot where one of these trucks will swing by and pick them up. There are some locations in which they can go, but people have to walk, you know, 2 to 3 miles sometimes to get to these locations. And I mentioned it was raining this whole time. So it is a challenge because you don't exactly know which roads are flooded out and which ones aren't.
Are people sleeping and eating there, or is this just a staging area before they send them somewhere else?
No, food is here. Water is here. I'm looking. They've got a donation center I'm staring at right now, and there are just thousands upon thousands of pillows and blankets and shirts and clothes and bottles of water they're sifting through right now to give to these people. Some of the people who are arriving here aren't actually evacuees. They're people who want to make donations. And so they've been greatly accepting all of these donations, although the Red Cross says they are able to handle probably about 20,000 people if they need to. This shelter probably will only flex to about 5,000 people. And earlier today we had 2,500. It's probably pretty close to 4,000, I would think, by this point.
I'm going to let you go, Ryan, but how long are you going to be down there?
Well, I got to tell you, Friday probably, because for two reasons. Number one, this story just continues to unfold, and the rain probably won't stop till late week. And number two, there are no flights to get out. So, you know, for those people who are here, it is very, very challenging and difficult to get out because the airports, essentially both of them, Hobby and Bush, are shut down.
I've appreciated your reports today, and we'll listen for more, and we'll touch bases with you again tomorrow as well. My best to you and everybody down there, Ryan.
Sounds good. Take care.